Andy Whittaker. Sarah Julian.
But there is one school in Nottinghamshire which is so good when it comes to providing for those children that they've been highlighted by Ofsted. And Hayley has gone to that school this morning. So where are you, Hayley?
Good morning. Well, there's frost still on the playground outside the music block at Bluecoat Woolerton Academy. There's pupils playing on ping pong tables outside the English block windows, and we're in the dining room where the canteen is serving up breakfast. And just this second, Stuart Anderson, the principal of Bluecoat Woolerton Academy, has been saying good morning to some of the pupils. So, Stuart, the fact that Ofsted inspectors have been so impressed with this school, they've launched today's annual report here to show this as an example to the rest of the country. Why have they done that?
A number of reasons. We had our Ofsted inspection in May last year, which recognised us as being outstanding in all categories. That was a brave decision from us because we took the decision to invite Ofsted in early rather than wait the full time. And they're also recognising the work that we're doing with all of our students. So our progress score puts us in the top 10% of the country. So it's a massive shift from 3 years ago when I first joined. And in addition to that, we've also, what we are clear about here, no matter whether you're SEN, EAL, boy or a girl, doesn't matter what your background, people here achieve better than they do elsewhere in the country.
Why? Why do they achieve better here?
We've spent a lot of work really on routines, getting drilling there. Whilst lots of the country were rightly obsessing about the new GCSE specifications, we were also very much focusing on what happens before that, lower down in the school, making sure that our curriculum included all and was rightfully challenging rather than wasting any time in those early years and just getting going from the start of year seven.
Everybody knows, though, that once that you know that Ofsted are coming, you know, you roll out the red carpet, you put your brightest students first. Did you do that?
No, is the short answer to that. Inspectors are free to go wherever they like. They speak to a range of students, and absolutely did. And they were rightfully impressed with the kind of attitude, work ethic that our children have displayed and just how polite they were as well.
You've had no permanent exclusions from the school. How have you done that?
In a number of ways. We haven't permanently excluded anybody at Bluecoat within the Trust either since 2012. We've managed to do that with a lot of behaviour support, particularly around our year leaders. So, for example, unlike many schools, we have year leaders who don't teach at all. And that means that the pastoral care that they're able to receive is higher quality as a result, and they're better known as individuals in the kind of small family feel that we have here.
What do you mean pastoral care? That sounds like something you do with farmers.
Okay, just in terms of what they're available for. In some schools, what you might see is, you know, somebody might, if there's a small issue or a big issue, sometimes a year leader might say, well, I just need to finish teaching and then I'll get back to there. What happens here is they're able to deal with that matter, whether it's I forgot my dinner money or someone's being unkind to me. It's dealt with within that same hour and it's immediate, and as a result people feel much more connected to the school.
So Lauren Cassidy is also here. She's the SEN coordinator. So Ofsted have also picked out this school for you for dealing with children with special needs or disabilities. What are you doing so right?
I think that it's really good that all of our students with additional needs, no matter what their additional needs are, included within the main school life. So they go into mainstream lessons, they attend all of the activities, extracurricular activities that are really well supported, and so they feel really included and welcome within the community of the school, and the other students really benefit from having such a diverse range of students here to prepare them for their future lives and out in wider society.
We've also had a text in this morning saying, I'm a retired teacher. Schools do have an understanding of all children with SEN. However, some children with behavioural needs need supervision every minute of the day. Without this, they will frequently attack other children, often at random. Schools do have the financial budgets to hire as many teaching assistants as they need. How insulting to say that schools don't have the understanding. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that, you know, the kind of underlying point around schools understanding, I think that schools do understand and are trying more to understand, and it's something that we really try to do here at Bluecoat Woolerton, is understand the needs of the child and make sure that the things are in place to support them to be able to modify behaviours. I think it's quite sad a statement to think about, you know, SEN children or children with behavioural needs just attacking other children at random. It doesn't happen. It's something that all staff have to really work hard to really support these children to make sure that they achieve well and they progress well and that they can grow up and leave school and be able to take part in society and do really well.
Stuart, last word to you. Why should I care how well Nottinghamshire schools are doing?
These children will, think about the change in Nottingham picture. Many years ago, the city was struggling with a lot of schools and special measures following an Ofsted visits there. That picture locally has changed. Lots of schools really stepping up in there. And these children will help fund the local economy further in their in jobs and employment going forward.
There we are. Stuart Anderson, the principal of Bluecoat Woolerton Academy, and Lauren Cassidy, SEND coordinator. They're going to be all over breakfast telly this morning, all over the radio. So well done them.
Yeah, congratulations. Good news story.